WFCR and WNNZ. I'm Fred Bever. Several tornadoes appear to have sliced through central Hamden County, Massachusetts late this afternoon, and the U.S. Weather Service is now tracking a tornado that's moving through the Brimfield area. The Weather Service warns people to go.
The streets of Springfield are still chaotic with siren noise and debris filling the streets. Most people are inside because it is still raining and thundering with flashes of lightning.
Pounding rain, egg-sized hailstones. The entire state of Massachusetts is in a state of emergency, declared at 7:45 this evening by Governor Deval Patrick.
And so I have declared a state of emergency across the entire Commonwealth. We've called up to 1,000 National Guard members to help with search and rescue, with debris removal, and any other ways that may be necessary. There has been a report of at least one fatality so far.
The Weather Service continues to issue extreme weather warnings and watches in the area. If a tornado warning is declared by the service, you should move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building and avoid windows.
And I woke up and I saw the whirlwind go right past the window. The roof isn't completely gone, but the top part of the building collapsed. So there's no real coverage from rain. It's like rain's going to wash through there.
I was at work at Adams Supermarket when it happened, and I was working in the deli, and I came over to the window, and it started to get really bad until I saw the Twister come through our parking lot, start smashing the windows. We got everybody into the cooler safely, and no one was hurt, thank God.
This doesn't happen in Springfield. You know, I'm getting text messages and phone calls, and my boyfriend put the news on, and, you know, they're saying, oh, gas leaks at Red Rose, and I'm like, oh, my God, I was supposed to be there 10 minutes ago.
What you're looking at is pieces of a house. It was a historical home that was built. It's, I think, over 200 years old. Beautiful house, and it's just in pieces. There's really nothing that we can save at all.
Like, it's devastated. You know, it was not the town that I grew up in. It's not the town that I continued to work in and have friends and family members in. It was just heartbreaking to see it torn down like this, but seeing the community right now pulling together and everybody taking care of things, it just shows what a tight-knit community this is, you know, how people will pull together and pull through things.